JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
In today's program, we highlight an initiative of the United Church aimed at child care and protection, and later a drought alert tip and a health tip for your family. We have more. Stay with us. The United Church in Jamaica and the Cayman Islands will be implementing a specialized training program to address child care and protection issues. Pastor at Hope United Church, Reverend Dr. Margaret Fowler, says the 6-week training program, scheduled to begin soon, will target ministers and other persons working with children. The program will seek to help participants better identify issues such as child abuse, neglect, and forced labor.
Nobody will be able to work with a child at Hope United unless you've done the training and are certified. Ministers of religion are not above that either. The ministers will also have to do the training, and they too will also have to be certified that they are fit and proper to work with children in their congregation. This is a new Jamaica. And the time now is to step up, because together we can make our communities and Jamaica a safer place where it's harder for traffickers to operate and to hide themselves and their victims.
Dr. Fowler was speaking at a church service to mark Trafficking in Persons Week on Sunday. Come Thursday, July 30, Jamaica will join 133 other countries in observing the inaugural World Day Against Trafficking in Persons. Dr. Fowler is encouraging Jamaicans to speak out against human trafficking, violence, murder, and child abuse.
Now, many of us know what our family members, our friends, etc., are doing. But we don't want to take responsibility, so we say it's the government that must do it. The government have tried no end to deal with the scourge of trafficking. But the government cannot teach your children moral and ethical values. That's not their responsibility.
Reverend Fowler is also calling on the church to play its part in protecting the nation's children.
Come everybody, make it time the line.
Every town, square, village and business will come alive as we celebrate proud and free Jamaica 53. Decorate your space with the national colors and follow the fashion theme. Bandana with denim, catch the fashion, redeem to win special awards. Media houses and the diaspora can also win Spirit of Independence Awards. Competition run from July 15 to August 15. To enter, submit 6 photographs by July 31 to jcdcfestival2015@gmail.com. Call the JCDC at 926-572-629 for details.
One of the goals of Vision 2030 is to ensure that no one falls into or remains in poverty because of lack of support. And as Jamaicans are empowered to achieve their fullest potential, our island will become the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business. Here's a drought alert tip from the Office of Disaster Preparedness and Emergency Management.
Always use a brush, washcloth, or your hand to dislodge particles of dirt when washing anything, rather than relying on the force of the water to do the job.
And for today's child health tip.
I believe the children are our future.
Make a game of reading food labels. The whole family will learn what's good for their health and be more conscious of what they eat. It's a habit that helps change behavior for a lifetime. That tip was brought to you by the Jamaica Information Service. And that's where we leave you today. Thanks for your company. With studio engineer Andre Soyes, I'm Casita Irving. Take care.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.